the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And John Ding is back here with you on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Coach Ron Adelot joins me here this morning. And, Coach, I noticed you're wearing black. Now you're 2-0 in black uniforms. Are you superstitious? Are you going to keep doing that?
No, it's just sort of kind of where my laundry pile is right now. So,
well, it might scare those people at Maryville if you just jumped in there with some black uniforms on. You know,
I mean, yeah, I bet if it scares Maryville since they are black and red. So.
Yeah, they're kind of used to that, aren't they? A great game last night. A little scary in moments in the part of the game, but whereas field position helped you early, field position kind of hurt you in the second quarter a lot.
Well, you know, that's what you talk about with special teams. You know, people, you know, you talk about offense, you talk about defense, but special teams can certainly be a big portion of the game. And, you know, actually, you, as a coach, you view it as a third of the game. So, you know, unfortunately, we lost a couple of those special teams plays and put ourselves in a bind. And offensively, we bogged down. But I thought the defense, you know, was putting a crack and responded extremely well.
You know, I said on the air last night, they had the run back, and after you got up 21-0, and they did score a touchdown, but then they got great field position again. Your defense held them. And then they had held them again, and it was like 3 points out of it. I thought that was really critical that they didn't get that second score, and they had to settle for a field goal during that period.
Absolutely. I mean, the momentum had shifted significantly. You know, we got out and, you know, had a chance to put them away and let them back in the game. But that's, you know, they're a good football team. They're well coached, and you know, and that's the kind of things that you try to tell your kids, that there's going to be some adversity in the game and how you respond to that. That's sort of how who will win the game and how it's determined.
Hard to really blow out a team at this stage of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to fight back. You had four interceptions last night. I know you were really proud of your secondary, and again, not a bad quarterback you were facing last night either, and held them totally, I think, to 120 yards, and I think he had 70 in the air. But they were swarming on in the defensive secondary last night. It looked like they had an eye for the football, just like a magnet coming toward them.
Yeah, and you know, my hat's off to Will Kreisky and Brian Coleman. Of course, Bobby Wells putting that scheme together, and you know, and there was a couple of linebacker picks. You know, you got a couple of guys that pick off balls underneath because they're in good position, you know, on slants or you know, hot passes. But you know, the kids played hard, and as you said, the quarterback, I think, is like one of the leading all-time passers at Oak Ridge history. So, you know, he wasn't a slouch, and the kid, you know, took him to the semifinals last year, and so it was a big game, and I thought our defense played extremely well, and the secondary has healed up over the last 3-4 weeks. And
that's really been the key, hadn't it? I mean,
yeah, we were dinged up. I mean, you know, Lamar Brown is down. He's back, but he's not. He's just a shell of himself. You know, I admire his courage, and then, you know, then you get Marcellus Odom hurt a little bit. Rico Odom's been dinged up a little bit. Keenan Jackson, and you get all those guys back. And, you know, it makes a big difference.
I thought the third quarter and coming out and kind of establishing some things and moving the football again, it took a little while, but it really just kind of grinded it out a little bit, I thought, and just kind of controlled that clock.
Well, the special team situation again, if you go back to open the third quarter, we'd take a kickoff return, and we return it for positive yards mm-hmm. out near midfield. Offensively, we just kind of came out and sputtered. But we were able to punt it from good field position and put them in a bind, and the defense sort of kind of changed the momentum of the game at that point. So, you know,
and you punted, what, 3 times earlier, like from the 13 or 14
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
so big
yeah.
difference.
It makes a huge difference. And obviously when you're putting them down on the minus end of the field and your defense is playing that well, then eventually you hope to wear them down a little bit, and obviously we did that.
The interception set up some big plays, and honestly, really, the rushing yardage and the total yardage is a little deceiving, because when you got the ball, you had some really good field position, so once you got it on the one after an interception, so it looks like, well, maybe they didn't rush as well, but really, offensively, and Adam Davenport, just to me, I mentioned a couple of guys last night, too, that are just seem to me are big play guys, and I don't want to put them on the spot, but Deontay Glover. And always seems like he makes a big play. When you got to have one, he makes one. Mariko's starting to get that way a little bit, too. You know, he seems to be at the right place at the right time. But Adam Davenport, offensively, if you got to have some tough yardage and clutch times, he seems to always, his name's always seems to be called, and he always seems to come through. Very rarely does he not.
Well, a lot of our offense goes through Adam, being the type of offense that we run. And he's going to get a lot of touches. You know, and as you know, and I try to tell Adam, and he knows this. He's been in that position for 2 years now, that as the game wears on, you know, people sort of kind of forget about him, you know, when they start running out after the perimeter plays and that type of thing, or the pass plays. And, you know, he has, you know, in the big games this year, really taken over in the fourth quarter for us when it's been critical.
Just offensive line. In the first quarter, it may have been, I thought the last game at Blackman in the second half was the best you played. And I was thinking maybe, okay, well, we're going to continue that all through. And except for the bog down and the field position situation, you really are moving the ball well and passing the ball well. And it just seems like it's just a good. And welcome back. Sorry for the technical difficulties. That happens here a little bit every once in a while. Coach Ron Adelot, my guest here on the Prentice Office of Heating and Air Coach's Corner. And, Coach, we're gonna speed this process up now. I want to talk a little bit about Dylan and sustained an injury. I noticed that he was hobbling a little bit in the first half, but did that play happen? Did you get a chance to see? It looked like it really wasn't a lot of contact there. I don't know. It looked like he was setting a block, and then all of a sudden he kind of came up lame.
He injured it. It actually was late in the third quarter. You know, there was some sort of knee issue, and I can't, you know, I don't know exactly. I'll have to go back in to film and talk to Dylan. He knows when it happened. It was either you know, it was a good drive we had going. He broke a big run. I don't know if it was on that one where we had run him intentionally or it was a scramble. The second time, the knee just sort of kind of gave out on a fake. You know, I was trying to run things where he wouldn't do that, but he's such a great kid. He's taking a fake as hard as he can to the edge because, you know, he's a winner and he's the type of kid that's going to do that type of thing. It's hard to tell a kid like that to kind of tone it down a little bit. But, you know, As we tell our kids, you never know. You know, you have kids with injuries, and you've seen it in 30 years. I've seen more than I like to see, whether it be practice, whether it be a game. Injury's a part of it. You hate it. It breaks your heart. You hate to see opposing team players get hurt. With a kid, with great kids like that, like Mathers, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it breaks your heart when you see a key kid like that. With Dylan, it breaks your heart, but you know, as a coach, I have to be strong for the team. You know, it is a team game. It's not an individual game. Dylan will be there. You know, we don't know the status yet. Bill MRI, we feel like today we'll get some news and, you know, and we'll deal with it. It's sort of kind of like you deal with death and dying. You know, at first you deny it, you get angry, and then you accept it, you move on. So, you know, Andrew Dale is a very, very capable backup. You know, the team's relying on him. We'll give him the things he can do, and you know, obviously our kids are not going to quit. We're going to show up, and you know, this is a game that may show how much heart we do have.
You know, yeah, it's funny, but with a game maybe two left, is that different than if that injury had happened at the first of the year and say he's not able to play? That kind of changes the game plan, but you kind of got everybody rolling, and again, it's a team concept, and you know, I feel good, even if the news is bad, that everybody else is clicking on cylinders. Am I wrong in thinking that?
The big thing is, it's like if you play great defense, you know, and you can hold people to minimal points, you've always got an opportunity. And you know, and our quarterbacks, if you play quarterback at Riverdale High School, you're going to have a chance to have your name in the headlines and be highlighted each and every week, because we're going to run you. We're going to let you throw some. We're going to you know, we're going to do those type of things. But obviously that's a double-edged sword sometimes. You know, when you put your kid on the block, that's, those kind of things can possibly happen. But I try not to let the whole offense revolve around that guy in case something like that were to happen. So hopefully, you know, we've got three other backs that will be in the backfield, and that will be a multitude of guys that will do that. And, you know, my hope and desire is that those kids just play, step it up. And, you know, if it's Dylan at quarterback or Andrew at quarterback, those kids are going to play hard. We're going to block hard for each other. We're going to fake. And Andrew's got an exceptionally strong arm. And, I mean, he can do some things that hopefully will give us a chance to win if he is the man.
It was good for him to get some opportunity to get some snaps just to get the feel of it last night and played quite a few minutes. I want to go back to talk about Dylan's tenacity and that kind of thing. He made a block yet last night that just unbelievable, just knocked the kid down. And you know, and then when you talk about injuries, they're going to happen when you've got to play the game the right way, and Dylan plays the game the right way.
There's no question. He does everything the right way. I mean, you know, you try to tell kids you're really not a competitor unless you compete in the classroom, you compete in the weight room, you compete on the practice field, you compete in the games. And Dylan does all those things. He's got every intangible. I've told several recruiters that he should be offered today, you know. And nobody will listen to me about those things, but you find very, very, very few kids with all the intangibles. And the number one intangible is he's a winner. Anything he does in life, he'll be a winner. And you know, and my thought is, if it is some sort of knee injury, he's going to be the hardest rehabilitator that we've got, you know. So, you know, you just can't, your words can't explain the things that he does for our team. He's sort of kind of the heart and soul. But he'll be there, and, yeah. You know, he'll be the first one to pull for us. And, you know, but again, we still don't know a whole lot. No. So our fingers are crossed, and our thoughts and prayers are out for him.
Well, we hope the news is good. And regardless of that, you're going to go down and play Maryville anyway, aren't you?
Absolutely. We'll show up, and, you know, we're not making any excuses one way or the other. We're going to show up. We've got a good football team, and, you know, we're one man possibly down, but if we are, we've been there before, and we've played several key games this year with people down, and football's that type of game.
You went there a couple of years ago, and we were there, and I think Cody was quarterbacking at the time. And that game was a little deceiving because there were several turnovers early in that ball game, if I recall. And you kind of got yourself in a hole, but you really outplayed them in the second half. Just couldn't catch up. I look for it to be a great battle. The defense, I think, is going to be primed and ready to go. What issues do they come? Is it the quarterback? Is he the main guy to watch here?
Well, I've seen a little bit of film on them. They're really good up front, which, you know, that makes them even better. The quarterback obviously is the guy. I mean, he's a perfect ACT, 36 ACT. He's a three-year starter. He's got a great arm. He's a big kid. He's a physical kid. He can run the football. He knows exactly what he's doing with the offense. They've got big receivers that body up and make great plays. They play with a lot of confidence. Defensively, they play hard. You know, they're a solid football team. A lot of people are calling it the best Maryville team that George has had down there, and that would be going – miles and miles with all the wins and 15 and 0 years that he's had. So it's going to be a great challenge, you know, and obviously defensively we're going to be challenged. And, you know, if we can play great defense and slow them down and not turn the ball over, we had three turnovers that they capitalized and turned into points last time we went down there. If we can minimize mistakes and, you know, they don't make many mistakes and make them make a few mistakes, then, you know, anything can happen. And this time of year, you know, you go back to the state championship game last year, they were looking really good the first half, and, you know, the Robinette kid sustained a concussion. So, you know, the thing that they did was they were able to pick it up and continue the pace and held Smyrna off. But anything can happen in football, and when you got a chance to play, you got a chance.
Well, it's just four quarters. I mean, that's the thing. Great atmosphere. It's going to be a great atmosphere down there. It always is. Change of routine any? I know it's Thanksgiving. How do you guys handle that? And I don't want to get into too personal what you do, but
it's okay. I mean, it's a very, very big honor and privilege to practice on Thanksgiving Day. We'll do it early so the kids can be with their families in the afternoon. We'll get them out of there relatively quick, and we'll reconvene sometime Friday morning and jump on the bus and go down and and give give an effort that hopefully is beyond belief. Give the best effort we've had all year, and let the chips fall for where they may, and hopefully we're playing on turf the following week.
That's our sentiments exactly. Want to be there, and it's a great streak. You know, we were talking about the Rutherford County streak, but and Riverdale's been in that. You've been in it with Riverdale. You've been in it with other schools. It's a great feeling, though, isn't it? I mean, you don't, when you go to practice on that Thursday, on Thanksgiving Day, it's almost like you go, you know, wow, we're kind of made it, you know, here. This is the big time now.
It is an awfully good feeling. I'm awfully proud of our kids for, doing that.
Yeah, they to be undefeated at this point in time too. But you really don't worry about the undefeated part of it, do you? You just want to do the best you can on the field.
Obviously, we're only as good as our next game, and it's sad to say at times, but you know, it's a world that, you know, simply wants winning, and you know, and obviously we're doing those things. But it's great to be with the kids this time of year and see how much they've improved and. The demeanor and how they go to practice and that type of thing, you feel awful